This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Wa sallallahu wa sallam wa baraka ala abdihi wa rasulihi nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. Amma ba'd, ahlan wa sahlan wa marhaban bikum. Welcome our dear brothers and sisters in Al-Islam to the continuation of our lessons in the Arabic language. Your brother in Islam, Bilal Ismail of the Al-Kawthar Institute and Imam Development Program with you. Walhamdulillah. Ya Abdullah, Ya Amat Allah, we are currently going through the text, Durusun Fil Qira'ati, Lessons in Qira'ah. And more especially, we will now be moving on to lesson number 4.1. Walhamdulillah. 4.1, the topic of discussion, As-Sawmu, As-Sawm, the month of Sawm, the month of Ramadan. What does Sawm linguistically mean? It means abstinence, abstinence, excellent. So we have a hiwar, a dialogue, Al-Mudarrisu and the At-Tulabu, the teacher and the students, walhamdulillah. So the teacher says, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. At-tullabu, talibun, talibun is a student. At-tullabu, the students. Wa alaikumu assalamu wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Excellent. And salam be upon you. And the rahmah of Allah. And Allah's barakah also be upon you, mashallah. Our salam is in reality a dua. Walhamdulillah. Al-mudarrisu iqtaraba shahru ramadan al-mubarak. Iqtaraba has become close, has come close. Qareeb, qareeb, something which is close. Al-masjidu qareebun, the masjid is close. This is my qareeb, huwa qareebun li, huwa qareebun li. He is a relative of mine, he is close to me. Iqtaraba shahru ramadan al-mubaraki, the blessed, the barakah month of Ramadan has come close. Again, iqtaraba has come close. Shahru Ramadan, the month of Ramadan, describe Ramadan. Al-Mubarak, al-Mubarak, the month of Mubarak, the month of barakah. The month of Ramadan, no doubt, is a month of barakah. Walhamdulillah. We eat a little bit at the time of suhoor and we last the entire day, mashallah. Again, iqtaraba shahru Ramadan al-mubaraki, the blessed month of Ramadan has drawn close, the teacher says. Wadarusuna al-yawma, wadarusuna al-yawma, darusuna, 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 our lesson, al-yawma, our lesson today, ani sawmi is about fasting. Our lesson today is about fasting. Why? Because the month of Ramadan has drawn close. Again, iqtaraba shahru Ramadan al-mubaraki wa darsuna al-yawma ani sawmi. Masha'Allah. Then there's a student and his name is Bilalun. Bilalun, masha'Allah. Mada qala Allahu ta'ala fil Qur'ani ani sawmi. He's asking the teacher. He says, what did Allah mention about sawm in the noble Quran? What did Allah say about sawm in the noble Quran? Again, mada, what? قال الله تعالى, what did Allah the Most High say, في القرآن, in the noble Quran, عن الصوم, about fasting, عن الصوم, عن الصوم, about fasting. So that's the question of our student Bilal. What does the mudarris say? المدرس قال الله تعالى, Allah the Most High has stated, يا أيها الذين آمنوا, O you who believe, يا أو أيها الذين, O you who آمنوا, آمنوا, those people who have إيمان, O the people of إيمان, O those who have faith. كتب عليكم الصيام, كتب has been prescribed, has been set in stone. كتب عليكم الصوم, كتب عليكم الصيام, كتب عليكم الصيام, صوم and صيام is the plural. كتب عليكم الصيام, fasting has been written for you, prescribed for you. كما كتب, like it was prescribed. على الذين من قبلكم, like it was prescribed. على الذين, upon those. من قبلكم, before you people. Like those people, before you people, like the nations who came before. Why? لعلكم تتقون, لعلكم تتقون, so that you people will have the quality of taqwa, so that you will become muttaqoon, you will be people of taqwa. Again, يا أيها الذين آمنوا كتب عليكم الصيام كما كتب على الذين من قبلكم لعلكم تتقون, so that you will have taqwa, you will be muttaqoon, you will be those people who have taqwa. جميل, mashallah. Allah. What is taqwa? Taqwa is to put between yourself and the punishment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala a barrier. And this barrier contains doing what Allah told us to do and staying away from what Allah has ordered us to stay away from. خَلِّ الذُّنُوبَ صَغِيرَهَا وَكَبِيرَهَا ذَاكَ التُّقَى. Leave off the small sins and the big sins. That day is taqwa. وَاصْنَعْ كَمَاشٍ فَوْقَ أَرْضِ الشَّوْكِ يَحْذُرُ مَا يَرَى. Be like the person walking a path and he's wary with regards to where he puts his feet. Maybe there's a thorn here. Maybe there's a barbed wire there. Maybe there's a crevice. Maybe there's a hole. Maybe there's a trap. So he's careful where he puts his feet. خَلِّ الذُّنُوبَ صَغِيرَهَا وَكَبِيرَهَا ذَاكَ التُّقَى وَاصْنَعْ كَمَاشٍ فَوْقَ أَرْضِ الشَّوْكِ يَحْذُرُ مَا يَرَى لَا تَحْقِرَنَّ صَغِيرَةً إِنَّ الْجِبَالَ مِنَ الْحَصَى. Do not look down upon small sins. Verily, the mountain is made up of small stones. Subhanallah, subhanallah. So, Ya Abdullah, Ya Amat Allah, that was the verse from Surah Al-Baqarah 183. Then Hamid says, وَمَاذَا جَاءَ وَمَاذَا جَاءَ وَمَاذَا جَاءَ فِي السُنَّةِ النَّبَوِيَّةِ عَنِ الصَّوْمِ. And what has come in the sunnah, in the prophetic sunnah about fasting? What do we find in the prophetic sunnah about fasting? Who asks? Hamidun. Hamid asks. المدرس, the teacher says, قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم, the Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said, بُنِيَ الْإِسْلَامُ عَلَىٰ خَمْسٍ. Islam has been built upon five. Five what? Five pillars. بُنِيَ الْإِسْلَامُ عَلَىٰ خَمْسٍ. بُنِيَ الْإِسْلَامُ. بُنِيَ has been built. Who built it is not mentioned. This is what we call مَبْنِي لِلْمَجْهُولِ. قَتَلَ, he killed. قُتِلَ, somebody was killed. قُتِلَ, قُتِلَ, somebody was killed. جَيْد. بُنِيَ was built. جَيْد. Who built it? Not mentioned. بُنِيَ الْإِسْلَامُ عَلَىٰ خَمْسٍ. Islam has been built upon five. شَهَادَةِ أَلَّا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ وَأَنَّ 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 مُحَمَّدًا عَبْدُهُ وَرَسُولُهُ. That the testification that there is no deity worthy of worship besides Allah, and that Muhammad is his slave and his Rasul. وَإِقَامِ الصَّلَاةِ, and the establishing of the prayer. وَإِيتَاءِ الزَّكَاةِ, and to give, to pay the zakah. وَحَجِّ الْبَيْتِ, to make hajj to the house, which is the house, the Kaaba. The Kaaba in Makkah al-Mukarrama. وَصَوْمِ رَمَضَانَ, وَصَوْمِ رَمَضَانَ, and fasting the month of Ramadan. Ramadan is a diptote. So we don't say وَصَوْمِ رَمَضَانِ. No. وَصَوْمِ رَمَضَانَ, وَصَوْمِ رَمَضَانَ, because Ramadan is a diptote. It's allergic to taking a kasra. Walhamdulillah. So that was the teacher and his response, mashallah. He's mentioned for us the prophetic hadith of our Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and that hadith reported by Imam al-Bukhari. Then Ahmed says, so we had Bilal asking a su'al, a question. We had Hamidun ask a su'al. And now we have Ahmed, he is also asking a su'al, a question. أَيَسُومُ الْمَرِيضُ يَا أُسْتَاذُ أَيَسُومُ الْمَرِيضُ يَا أُسْتَاذُ. Does the sick person fast? Does the sick person have to fast? الْمُدَرِّسُ لَا يَجِبُ الصَّوْمُ عَلَى الْمَرِيضِ. That fasting is not compulsory upon the person who is sick. It's not an obligation upon the one who is sick. لا يجب الصوم لا يجب الصوم على المريض. The مريض, the one who is sick. It's not wajib upon him to fast. ولا على المسافر, and not upon the traveler, the musafir. ولا على المسافر ولا على المسافر ولا على المسافر. قال الله تعالى, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has stated, فمن كان منكم مريضا أو على سفر فعدة من أيام أخر. فمن كان منكم, whoever from amongst you, مريضا is sick, أو على سفر, or you are on travel, فعدة من أيام أخر, then you will fast other days. You will fast other days outside of the month of Ramadan. Then you will do it on other days besides the days of Ramadan. You will have to make قضاء. So Hamid says, ما معنى قوله تعالى? What does this mean? The statement of Allah, what does it mean? فعدة من أيام أخر. فعدة, then count. من أيام أخر, from other days. Then count from other days. The Mudarris explains, إذا أفطر المريض أربعة أيام مثلا. If the sick person didn't fast for like 4 days, أفطر, أفطر, so he was not fasting. إذا أفطر المريض, if the fasting person was in a state of fitr, was in a state of iftar, was in a state of eating and not fasting. أربعة أيام, 4 days, مثلا, example, في رمضان, in the month of Ramadan, يصوم أربعة أيام, he will fast 4 days, في غير رمضان, he will fast 4 days outside of Ramadan, he will make up 4 days outside of Ramadan, we will call this the قضاء of his Ramadan. وكذلك المسافر, and like that the traveler, just like that the traveler. So if you are sick, you are ill, you have a migraine headache, you have the flu, whatever illness it might be, you don't have to fast. After the month of Ramadan, you will make قضاء. You had a temporary excuse, so outside of Ramadan, you will sort it out. Similarly, the musafir, the traveler, walhamdulillah. Then Bilal says, ألا يجوز للمسافر أن يصوم يا أستاذ؟ ألا يجوز, is it not permissible? Is it not permissible للمسافر, for the traveler, أن يصوم, to fast, يا أستاذ, is it permissible for the traveler to fast, O teacher? بلا, affirmative, correct. It is permissible. It is permissible for the traveler to fast. يجوز له الصوم والفطر. يجوز له الصوم والفطر. يجوز له الصوم والفطر. It is permissible for him to fast and to break the fast. The choice is up to him. The traveler, you can fast or you can break your fast. Both of them are permissible for you. Walhamdulillah. So, Ya Abdullah, Ya Amatullah, this was our passage, exercise 4.1. We've gone through the passage dealing with the matter of Sawm. We saw the questions put by Ahmed, by Bilal, by Hamid, etc. to the Mudarris, MashaAllah. Let's move on to the exercises. At-tadribatu, the exercises. أجب عن الأسئلة الآتية إجابة كاملة. Answer the following questions, full answers. ما الشهر الذي يصومه المسلمون? ما الشهر الذي يصومه المسلمون? Which is the month that the Muslims fast? Which is the month that the Muslims fast? Again, ما الشهر الذي, which is the month which, يصومه المسلمون, which the Muslims fast? Jawab would be شهر رمضان, شهر رمضان, شهر رمضان. ما أركان الإسلام? Question 2. ما أركان الإسلام? ما أركان الإسلام? What are the pillars of Islam? ما أركان الإسلام? ما أركان الإسلام? You can either give that hadith. قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم بني الإسلام على خمس: شهادة أن لا إله إلا الله وأن محمدا عبده ورسوله وإقام الصلاة وإيتاء الزكاة وحج البيت. وصوم رمضان. You can answer like that, or you could word the answer like أركان الإسلام أركان الإسلام هي the pillars of Islam. They are, and then شهادة أن لا إله إلا الله وأن محمد رسول الله وإقام الصلاة وإيتاء الزكاة وحج البيت وصوم رمضان. جميل. Number three, هل يجب الصوم على المريض والمسافر؟ Is it واجب؟ هل يجب؟ هل يجب؟ Is it واجب؟ هل يجب الصوم؟ Is fasting واجب على المريض والمسافر؟ على المريض والمسافر؟ Is it compulsory upon the traveler and the sick to fast? The answer is no. So our answer would be, هل يجب الصوم على المريض والمسافر؟ جواب, لا يجب, لا يجب, لا يجب الصوم على المسافر والمريض. لا يجب الصوم على المريض ولا على المسافر. لا يجب الصوم على المريض ولا المسافر. لا يجب الصوم على المريض ولا المسافر. جميل. Number four, أيجوز للمسافر أن يصوم؟ Is it permissible for the musafir to fast? نعم, يجوز له ذلك. أيجوز للمسافر أن يصوم؟ أيجوز للمسافر أن يصوم؟ You can say نعم, يجوز له الصوم والفطر. يجوز له الصوم والفطر والحمد لله رب العالمين. Exercise number two. تأمل المثال ثم أكمل الناقص. Ponder over the example and then complete the incomplete. Example. صام أخي أمسي. صام أخي أمسي. My brother fasted yesterday. صام. He fasted. Who fasted? أخي. When أمسي. صام أخي أمسي. وأنا صمت اليوم. وأنا صمت اليوم. وأنا صمت اليوم. And I fasted today. My brother fasted yesterday and I fasted today. So we had صام and we had صمت. صمت I fasted. Then we move on to number one there. زارني حامد. حامد visited me. زارني حامد. زارني. زارني. Visited me. Who? حامد. حامد visited me. يوم السبت. زارني حامد يوم السبت. زارني حامد يوم السبت. زارني حامد يوم السبت. وأنا something يوم الخميس. وأنا زرته. وأنا زرته. وأنا زرته. And I visited him يوم الخميس. Again. زارني حامد يوم السبت. وأنا زرته يوم الخميس. زارني حامد يوم السبت. وأنا زرته يوم الخميس. زارني حامد يوم السبت. وأنا زرته. And I visited him يوم الخميس. And I visited him on Thursday. يوم الخميس. Thursday. جيد. Excellent. Number two. طواف زملائي. طواف. طواف. They made طواف. Who made طواف? زملائي. My colleagues. زملاء. Colleagues. زملائي. My colleagues. طواف زملائي بالكعبة صباحا. My colleagues made طواف around the كعبة in the morning. وأنا something مساء. وأنا طفت. وأنا طفت. وأنا طفت مساء. وأنا طفت مساء. وأنا طفت. طفت مساء. طاف زملائي بالكعبة صباحا. وأنا طفت مساء. And I made طواف at night. وأنا طفت. وأنا طفت. وأنا طفت. وأنا طفت مساء. Number three. كان أخي في المهجع الثاني. My brother was in dormitory number two. كان أخي في المهجع الثاني. كان أخي في المهجع الثاني. My brother was in dormitory number two, the second dormitory. وأنا كنت. وأنا كنت. And I was في المهجع الثالث. في المهجع الثالث. في المهجع الثالث. And I was in dormitory number three. Again. كان أخي في المهجع الثاني. وأنا كنت. كنت في المهجع الثالث and I was in dormitory number 3. Number 4. قام بلال من النوم في الرابعة. قام بلال من النوم. Bilal got up from his sleep. قام technically means to stand up. Here it means he got up from his sleep. قام بلال. Bilal got up من النوم from his sleep. في الرابعة at 4 o'clock. وأنا something في الخامسة. وأنا قمت and I got up. في الخامسة at 5. Again, قام بلال من النوم في الرابعة وأنا قمت في الخامسة. ما شاء الله ما شاء الله. Number 5. قال حامد. حامد said, هذا صحيح. هذا صحيح. This is correct. وأنا something. هذا خطأ. هذا خطأ. وأنا قلت. قال حامد. وأنا قلت. قال حامد هذا صحيح. وأنا قلت هذا خطأ. قال حامد هذا صحيح. وأنا قلت هذا خطأ. حامد said this is correct. And I said, this is incorrect. Allahum musta'an. Exercise number 3. حول الجملة كما في المثال. Change the example. Change the sentence like found in the example. كتب المدرس الدرس. كتب المدرس الدرس. كتب he wrote. Who wrote? المدرس wrote. The teacher wrote. What did the teacher write? الدرس. The teacher wrote the lesson. The teacher wrote the lesson. كتب المدرس الدرس. The teacher wrote the lesson. كتب المدرس الدرس. The teacher wrote the lesson. Now we're changing it to what? كتب الدرس. كتب الدرس. The lesson was written. The lesson was written. كتب. كتب is what we call مبني للمجهول. The person who did it is not mentioned. كتب الدرس. كتب الدرس. The lesson was written. Let's see number 1. فتح أحمد الباب. أحمد opened the door. فتح أحمد الباب. فتح أحمد الباب. فتح أحمد الباب. أحمد opened the door. Now change it. فتح الباب. We leave the person out. فتح الباب. The door was opened. فتح الباب. فتح الباب. See, باب is no longer منصوب. It's no longer الباب. But rather, it's now الباب. فتح الباب. فتح الباب. فتح الباب. The door was opened. Number 2. قرأ الطالب القرآن. قرأ الطالب القرآن. قرأ الطالب القرآن. The student read the Quran. قرأ الطالب القرآن. قرأ الطالب القرآن. The student read the noble Quran. Change it. قرئ القرآن. قرئ القرآن. قرئ القرآن. The Quran was recited. The Quran was read. قرئ القرآن. قرئ القرآن. قرئ القرآن. ما شاء الله. Number 3. سمع الناس الأذان. The people heard the أذان. سمع الناس الأذان. The people heard the أذان. سمع الناس الأذان. Change it. سمع الأذان. سمع الأذان. سمع الأذان. The أذان was heard. The أذان was heard. Heard by who? Not mentioned. The أذان was heard. سمع الأذان. سمع الأذان. Number 4. أكل الولد الطعام. أكل الولد الطعام. The boy ate the food. أكل الولد الطعام. Change it. أكل الطعام. أكل الطعام. The food was eaten. أكل الطعام. أكل الطعام. أكل الطعام. أكل الطعام. Number 5. شرب الطالب العصير. شرب الطالب العصير. شرب الطالب العصير. شرب الطالب العصير. The student drank the juice. شرب العصير. شرب العصير. شرب العصير. The juice was drank. The juice was drank. Not mentioned who drank it. شرب العصير. شرب العصير. شرب العصير. والحمد لله. ما شاء الله. Exercise number 4. حول الجملة كما في المثال. Change like found in the example. تشرب القهوة. تشرب القهوة. تشرب القهوة. You drink coffee. أرجو أن تشرب القهوة. أرجو أن تشرب القهوة. I hope you drink coffee. أرجو أن تشرب القهوة. I hope you drink coffee. Right? I hope you drink coffee. الآن أدخل أن على الأفعال الآتية وغير ما يلزم. تأكل الفاكهة. تأكل الفواكه. تأكل الفواكه. تأكل الفواكه. You eat fruits. You eat fruits. أرجو أن تأكل. Yeah, it's منصوب. أرجو أن تأكل الفواكه. أرجو أن تأكل الفواكه. I hope you eat fruits. أرجو أن تأكل الفواكه. أرجو أن تأكل الفواكه. أرجو أن تأكل الفواكه. أرجو أن تأكل الفواكه. Next one. تكتب هذا الحديث. تكتب هذا الحديث. You are writing this hadith. أرجو أن تكتب هذا الحديث. 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 I hope you write this hadith. تقرأ هذا الدرس. تقرأ هذا الدرس. تقرأ هذا الدرس. You are reading this lesson. أرجو أن تقرأ هذا الدرس. أرجو أن تقرأ هذا الدرس. I hope you read this lesson. أرجو أن تقرأ هذا الدرس. أرجو أن تقرأ هذا الدرس. I hope you read this lesson. تدخل الغرفة. You are entering the room. أرجو أن تدخل الغرفة. أرجو أن تدخل الغرفة. أرجو أن تدخل الغرفة. أرجو أن تدخل الغرفة. جميل. تفتح الباب. تفتح الباب. تفتح الباب. You are opening the door. أرجو أن تفتح الباب. أرجو أن تفتح الباب. أرجو أن تفتح الباب. I hope you open the door. تجلس هنا. تجلس هنا. You sit here. تجلس هنا. أرجو أن تجلس هنا. أرجو أن تجلس هنا. I hope you sit here. تنام مبكرا. تنام مبكرا. Sleep early. You sleep early. أرجو أن تنام مبكرا. I hope you sleep early. أرجو أن تنام مبكرا. أرجو أن تنام مبكرا. أرجو أن تنام مبكرا. Number 8. تلعب الكرة معي. You play football with me. تلعب. تلعب كرة معي. تلعب كرة معي. You play ball with me. أرجو أن تلعب. أرجو أن تلعب الكرة معي. أرجو أن تلعب الكرة معي. I hope you play ball with me. تحفظ هذه السورة. You memorize this سورة. أرجو. I hope. أرجو أن تحفظ. أرجو أن تحفظ هذه السورة. أرجو أن تحفظ هذه السورة. أرجو أن تحفظ هذه السورة. And number 10. تسمع كلام المدرس. تسمع كلام المدرس. أرجو أن تسمع كلام المدرس. أرجو أن تسمع كلام المدرس. أرجو أن تسمع كلام المدرس. I hope you listen to the speech of the teacher. أرجو أن تسمع كلام المدرس. والحمد لله. ما شاء الله تبارك الله. We move on to exercise 4.2. Let's read the passage at least, inshallah. عيد الفطر المبارك. عيد الفطر المبارك. The blessed عيد الفطر. So we fasted the month of Ramadan and now it's عيد الفطر. ما شاء الله. جعل الله تعالى للمسلمين عيدين في السنة. Allah has made two Eids for the Muslims in the year. في السنة, in the year. عيدين. هما عيد الفطر وعيد الأضحى. They are عيد الفطر عن عيد الأضحى. يأتي عيد الفطر في أول يوم من شهر شوال. عيد الفطر is on the first day of the month of شوال. ويفرح فيه المسلمون. And in it, the Muslims are happy. يفرح المسلمون. بأنهم استطاعوا. Because they were able. إتمام. Because they were able to complete. إتمام. تمام. Able to complete. فريضة الصوم. the pillar, the fasting, the obligation of fasting, because they were able to complete the obligation of fasting في شهر رمضان المبارك, in the blessed month of Ramadan. وفي الأيام الأخيرة من شهر رمضان المبارك, and in the last days of the month of Ramadan, يستعد المسلمون, Muslims prepare, يستعد, they prepare لعيد الفطر, they prepare for عيد الفطر, بتهيئة, by preparing منازلهم, by preparing their houses, لاستقبال, to welcome من يزورهم, they prepare their houses for the people who will be visiting them. وفي صباح يوم العيد, and on the morning of the day of Eid, بعد صلاة الفجر, after صلاة الفجر, يؤدي المسلمون, the Muslims, they sort out zakat al-fitr, they sort out the zakat al-fitr after salatul fajr, amalan bis-sunnati, and thus they are applying the sunnah. Thumma yakhrujuna ila al-musalla, then they go out to the musalla, the eidgah as many call it, they go out to the place for the eid salah, liyusallu salat al-eid, for the, where they will pray salat al-eid, wa yastami'una ila al-khutbati, and they will listen to the khutbah. وبعد ذلك, and after that, يتبادلون الزيارات, then they will exchange visits. I visit this one, this person visits that one, etc. والتهاني, and greetings. فيزورون أقرباءهم, and they visit their close relatives. وأصدقاءهم, and their friends. ويهنئونهم, and they greet them when they wish them, بحلول عيد الفطر المبارك, and they grant them and they give them the wishes, the glad tidings of the coming of عيد الفطر المبارك, والحمد لله ما شاء الله. What a beautiful day it is, the day of Eid, subhanallah. حياكم الله. يا عبد الله يا أمة الله. So we've covered exercise 4.1. We've read through the passage exercise 4.2. And بإذن الله تعالى, let us cover a little bit from تهذيب الأخلاق, inshallah. Some verses of the Noble Quran and a hadith of our Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam from the text Tahdhib al-Akhlaq by the father of Abu al-Hasan Ali Nadwi rahimahullah. His father's name was Abdul Hay al-Hasani. So he mentions the verses from Surah Yusuf, verse number 39 and 40. Ya sahibai sijni, right? Where Yusuf alayhi salam, he says, oh, my two companions of the prison. Sijin is prison. Ya sahibai sijni, a arbabun mutafarriquna khayrun amillahu alwahidu alqahar. Subhanallah. Yusuf alayhi salam said to the two companions in the prison, oh, my two companions of the prison, I ask you, are many lords differing amongst themselves better, or Allah, the one, the supreme, the irresistible? Which one's better? What is better? To believe in like multiple gods and multiple rubs, etc., or one? The matter of Tawheed again. Ya sahibay sijni, a arbabu mutafarriqun khayrun amillahu alwahidu alqahhar. Subhanallah, Jayid. Ma ta'budun min dunihi illa asma'an sammaytumuha antum wa aba'ukum ma anzalallahu biha min sultan inil hukmu illa lillah amara an la ta'budu illa iyyah dhalika ad-dinu al-qayyim walakinna akthara an-nasi la ya'lamun. Subhanallah. The verse continues, if not him, if not Allah, you worship nothing but names which you have come up by yourselves, you and your fathers, for which Allah has not sent any proof nor authority. The command is for none other but Allah. He has commanded that you worship none others besides Him, and that is the true and the right religion, but most men do not understand. Allahum musta'an. Then the other verse, قُلْ إِنَّمَا أَنَا بَشَرٌ مِثْلُكُمْ, towards the end of Surah Kahf. قُلْ إِنَّمَا أَنَا بَشَرٌ مِثْلُكُمْ, Prophet ﷺ is ordered to say, I am a man like yourselves. I'm a human being like yourselves. قل إنما أنا بشر مثلكم. Say, I am a human being. I'm a man like you people. يوحى إلي. But the difference is what? But revelation comes to me. يوحى إلي. أنما إلهكم إله واحد. Revelation has come to me that your Lord is none other but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ilahukum ilahu wahid. That your Lord is only but one. Whoever expects to meet Allah, obviously we're all going to meet Allah, Jayid. فَمَنْ كَانَ يَرُجُوا لِقَاءَ رَبِّهِ فَلْيَعْمَلْ عَمَلًا صَالِحًا. Whoever hopes and wishes and whoever knows one day he's going to meet with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, what should he do? فَلْيَعْمَلْ عَمَلًا صَالِحًا. Let him do good deeds. وَلَا يُشْرِكْ. And let him not make any shirk. بِعِبَادَةِ رَبِّهِ أَحَدًا. And in the worship of his Lord, admit no one else as a partner with Allah. Do not make 1%, 10%, 50% shirk. Don't make any shirk whatsoever with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah creates, Allah gives, Allah is the Razik, Allah is Ar-Rahman, Allah is the one who forgives. Whatever you require, turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that's verse number 110 of Surah Kahf, which we recite on the Fridays. Walhamdulillah. And then the hadith of Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu anhuma qal, لما بعث النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم معاذ ابن جبل نحو أهل اليمن. When the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم sent معاذ, when he was sending معاذ to Yemen, Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم gave him certain advices. He said, إنك تقدم على قوم, you will be coming to people, قوم, a people, من أهل الكتاب. They are people of the book, people of the كتاب, أهل الكتاب. They have received books. They are people who have received divine revelation. فَلْيَكُنْ أَوَّلُ مَا تَدْعُوهُمْ إِلَىٰ أَنْ يُوَحِّدُ اللَّهِ. Let the first matter that you invite them, that you call them towards, is what? The matter of tawheed of Allah. أَنْ يُوَحِّدُ اللَّهِ. That they should worship none other besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. فَإِذَا عَرَفُوا ذَلِكَ. If they accept that, if they believe in that, if they do that. فَأَخْبِرْهُمْ أَنَّ اللَّهَ فَرَضَ عَلَيْهِمْ خَمْسَ صَلَوَاتٍ. If they accept that, then inform them that Allah has obliged upon them 5 daily prayers. فِي يَوْمِهِمْ وَلَيْلَتِهِمْ. During their day and during their night. Hadith reported by Imam al-Bukhari. جيد. عن معاذ ابن جبل رضي الله عنه قال قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم يا معاذ. Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said to معاذ, أتدري ما حق الله على العباد. Do you know what is the right of Allah upon the slaves, upon the servants, upon his slaves? قال الله ورسوله أعلم. معاذ said, Allah and his Rasul know better. قال أن يعبدوه ولا يشركوا به شيئا. That they must worship Allah and they must not make any shirk with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked Mu'adh, أتدري ما حقهم عليه. Do you know what is the right of the slaves of Allah upon Allah? What's our right upon Allah? قال الله ورسوله أعلم. Mu'adh said, Allah and his messenger, they know best. قال ألا يعذبهم. That Allah should not punish them. If they do not make shirk with Allah and if they are upon tawheed, then Allah should not punish them. And this hadith reported by Imam al-Bukhari. Walhamdulillah. Ya Abdullah, Ya Amat Allah, with that we come to the end of this majlis. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us people of tawheed. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to resurrect us in the company of the Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive our sins, small and large. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive our sins, public and private. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to wipe us of our sins. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the best in this world and in the hereafter until we meet again. Barakallah. الله فيكم حياكم الله. هذا وصلى الله وسلم وبارك لعبده ورسوله نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.